Okay, so we're basically doing, so there's the halacha is min haTorah. The halacha is that shechita is on an animal is two simanim, two pipes. There's pipes, the windpipe and the food pipe, the kana and the vesha. And you have to do both of them. A majority of both of them works. Rubo kakulo. So once you do the majority of one, it's considered cut. You do the majority of the other, it's cut. You need to do cut majority of both. That's a bit, and then by oaf, you have to shecht one simon. But one means a majority of one. Once you shecht the majority of one, it's like it's cut. That's the deoraisa. Okay. Now comes along our Mishnah, though, and our Mishnah has some sort of funny lashon, which says that if you shecht one simon by an oaf and two simons by a behema, it's okay. It's kosher. Which implies like it's a bidiavad. Implies that it's not the proper way to do it. You shouldn't do it that way on purpose, but if you do, it's okay. So the question is, what is that referring to? Why is it bidiavad? What's the bidiavad? So the first answer in the Gemara is that, it means by oaf, shechting one by oaf is a bidiavad. By oaf, you're supposed to try to shecht two. Raz Rashi explains, midrabanan, you're supposed to try to shecht two. Because if you do one, then we're worried that you're not going to, they're going to end up not doing rov of the one, and then you're not going to have a good shechita, and this can cause avera. So to be marchik people from avera, so they said you chayev to do the two. You chayev to do two, not just do one. For now, just two. Okay, the first answer is just saying is that one by oaf is only a drabanan, but you chayev to do, it's only as it works, right? So, but you chayev to do two. That's the first answer. Okay, which we said is difficult because why are you worried about this whole thing altogether? And if you're worried a guy is going to do fifth, not less than rov, then just say a chayv to do the whole thing. Don't just say a chayv to do, don't say a chayv to do two, just say a chayv to do one, but a chayv to do the whole thing. Fine, that was the first answer. The second answer is no, that the reason why it's a chachila is even, it's really by behema. The chachila, you shouldn't rely on rov. The chachila, you should do kula by behema. And same thing by Oaf. In other words, the Lachachila is not on that Oaf demands two Lachachila. No, maybe really in a Chanami. Whatever. Oaf could only be one. But the thing is that you shouldn't rely on Ruba Kula here. But you should do Kula. You should do Kula. Okay? Those are the two Lachachilas. Okay? That's why the Mishnah uses Lashon B'diavad. Because B'diavad, first answer B'diavad is not right to only do one Sim by Oaf. The second thing is that B'diavad is not right Lachachila to do Ruba Kula. Okay, so we said yesterday, we took up, what's the whole issue altogether? What's the problem? What are you worried about? Right? So we said that shechita is like this. The shechita is a very big knife, and it's sharp. And the most natural way to cut is you just do your motion, your cutting motion, and you cut both simanim. By oaf, by behema. It's very simple. And to do less than two simanim, to do one simon, or to do less than kula, to do only 51%, demands that you hold back and, you know, carefully measure your shechita, right? That you hold back in it. And that lends itself, that's very difficult to do. It's not so easy to get hold back just right. And you can't go back. Once you mess off, you pass the whole thing, you can't do it in two pieces. That's a psul of shiha. You can't wait in the middle of your shechita. So basically you got one shot, and if you do a shechita with holding back, so then you run the risk of holding back too much and not doing the proper amount. So therefore, what the Rabbanan said is just do a normal shechita. Go all out. Do shechita fully. Yechai l'achila to do a full shechita, not to do a restricted, a controlled shechita. Okay, so the full shechita is to do fully, to use simanim by an oaf, and to do rukula, the whole thing, not to measure in the shechita, and to do it exactly b'diyak, but do it with generosity, so to speak. Right? And it makes sense, otherwise it's going to end up, that's what Rabbanan says, is in the long run it's going to end up leading to the treif. People eating avelas and trefas, whatever. So that's that was the basic general idea of this Darabon here. That's what we said. And we're up to today to trying to figure out the two levels here. Are the two steps in the Gemara, are they necessarily interdependent, or could you hold by one and not the other, whatever. But are we good before we go further? Yeah. Okay, so what we want to do now, then, is to figure out, well, the Gemara has, what is the Lachachila? Is it lachachila going on So this is what we asked. We threw out there. Is there's two lechachilas. There's one lechachila is a lechachila by Ofi should do two simanim, not rely on one. And there's another lechachila is that in general you shouldn't rely on Rov, you should do Kula. So we said, are those, is it a machlokas? Is it that the first shita holds a chachila, you have to do two by Of, and he doesn't care about this 50% of this Kula? And the second shita says, no, lechachila, you have to do Kula, but he doesn't care about the one by Of? Or are they just two answers, but ma'amar chada la pligi, they're just two answers, they all agree. They're the same svara, the same idea. Right? Or is there room to differentiate between the two? Right? So at first blush, the guys, the fellas said, and I would agree with this at first blush, is that they're the same thing. The svara is that your shchita should be a full-out shchita and shouldn't be restricted. It shouldn't be a held back. It shouldn't be a shchita holding back. So what's the difference if you're holding back and doing one siman as opposed to two, or if you're holding back and doing 51% of the siman as opposed to 100%? The point is, the halacha is that the shchita should be full-out shchita. Right? So if that's the case, then there would be no differentiation between the two on the surface. Okay, so on the surface, they're the same thing. And if you hold that the shechita by this Darabanan, that the shechita has to be an all-out maisa, all-out cutting, then it's going to apply by both. And if you don't, then it'll apply neither. But we showed from the Rosh, the reading of the Rosh, it would seem that he's learning that it's not true. That at least there is definitely a way to read in the Rosh, that it's according to the Rif, for instance, that everyone agrees that you're chayiv to do 100%. That answer everyone holds by. The machlokas between the two answers, which they learn is a machlokas, is do you also have to make sure you do two simanim by an oath? Or by oath are you allowed to do one simanim? And the Rosh says, since the Shemos will be machmer, he just says, you know, we should do the chumrah. But the Rif, he says, goes lakula, because since it's a darbanan, this whole requirement, so darbanan lakula. Right, but Lekula doesn't mean that you don't have to do Rov. Everyone holds you do Rov. I mean, even Lekula, it doesn't seem like the Rif is rejecting that. He's saying you have to do the whole Simon. He's just saying you only need one Simon. Right? So even though he's going Lekula, you see he's still demanding Kula, the whole thing. So apparently, everyone agrees you need Kula. Machloka says, do you also need to do two Simon and buy an off? Or is it enough to want seven by enough? So apparently these are differentiable. There's room to differentiate between demanding the whole simon by a behema, or no, and the second demand of doing two simanim as opposed to one simon. You could maintain that you chayev to do the full simon, full simanim, one or two, but you're allowed to do one simon. That's okay. Right? Or you could say no, they go together. So my question is, what's the machlokas? Right. Okay, so just to say that what Marco is saying a little bit in a different way. I'm thinking the same approach here. But that it's not the same thing. There's a difference between cutting half of a semen or whatever, a percentage of a semen, 51% of a semen, and cutting one semen as opposed to the other one. Because in one of them, you're doing like a half of a cut, right? In the other one, I'm doing a full cut, a full shechita savasha, or a full shechita sakana. I'm not holding back. Conceptually, cutting, you don't say I'm doing a full cutting of half a semen. That semen is the entity, and I'm cutting half of it. So that, by the very definition of my action, is a held back cutting. It's a measured cutting. I'm cutting half, right? Conceptually, that's how you define the action as a quantified restrained held back cutting. I can't find the right word to say it, but I don't know, it's a cutting with restraint, holding back. But in my action of cutting a veshet is a full shechitas veshet. Why am I holding back? Practically, you could say I'm holding back because the vesha and the kana are right near each other. And if I cut the vesha without the kana, how am I going to pull that off practically without holding back a little bit? But conceptually, you don't say that I'm doing a held back shchita. conceptually, you could argue, well, I'm not doing Alba Shechita, I'm doing a full Shechita. It's a Shechita Sakana. Look, by oath, you're the Hindu Shechita on Simon. And I'm doing a Shechita Savasha. Shechita Sakana. Look, if I'm Shechting both of them, if you look at it like I'm Shechting both, then Shechting one is holding back. Right? But I'm not Shechting both, I'm Shechting one. If I'm just, right, I'm just going on one Simon, and this is your point, I'm just going, leaning my knife on one Simon, however I do that, the front, the back, whatever it is, and I cut that whole Simon. Right? Although the way I do that is by stopping my knife, because if I don't stop my knife, then I'm going to end up going through the other Simon. But if you have to define it conceptually, you wouldn't say that it's a restrained cutting. The action is cutting the whole thing. As opposed to cutting 51% means I'm involved in cutting the vashet, but I'm stopping in the middle. I'm stopping in the middle. So you could say that I can't do, because then the very action, I can't like do a stop in the middle of my action. But yeah, I'm not doing a stop in the middle of my action. Right? I'm not doing a stop. I'm doing a full shechita sakana. On the other hand, you could argue, practically, you are stopping in the middle. Because the way in which you do a shechita sakana without doing a shechita veshet, it's like it's true conceptually they're two different things, but they're right next to each other, and it's a big knife. And the way you do a shechita of one and not the other is by stopping in the middle. But like practically that is, but not conceptually. Conceptually, there's nothing to say that I'm doing a shechita of shteihem and now I'm stopping in the middle. So conceptually, I'm just doing a shechita of the kana, so it's no problem. So I'm not sure how to finish it off, but let's start there. I'm not sure how to define the machlok. Like the bottom line is this. I see different ways to go with this one, but what do you think of that so far? And so far, I'm just differentiating between the two. I'm showing that there's room to differentiate. We have to like nail down what they're arguing about, but it plays out a little differently. But there's one way to look at it is like this: is that how do you look at the shechita sa'of? Shechita sa'of could be one simon. Okay. Do you say that you're doing half of shechita? No, shechita is really two simonim. Shechita is cutting the simonim. But the halacha is by oath, you don't have to finish it. You could do half of shechita. You have a right to do half of the shechita. Shechita is defined by behemoth, one din of shechita. Shechita is two simonim. But for instance, you could do rov. So now it's halacha is by oath, you don't have to go all the way. You could stop after one simon. Or do you say that no, that the maisa shechita's behemoth is shechita shtei simonim? The maisa shechita's behemoth is shechita simon achas. It's not pshat that you are not finishing the thing. It's just saying is that you only have to do one simon. That's what shechita sof is. Shechita sof is one simon. One or the other, whatever. Or do you say, no, shechita is shechita. It's just that, and this I guess you're saying quantitatively, is that by behema you have to do the full thing, but by oaf you only have to do halfway. Right? You see that so far? You with me? What's the difference? The difference is like this. Is the Drabbanan is you're not allowed to do a half action. Because once you do a half action, then you're going to have problems. So the whole chashash, the Drabbanan, is you're not allowed to do a half of an action. You can't hold back. What does hold back mean? Hold back means to do a half of an action. You can't do a halfway action. So that's what it's saying, is you can't shecht 51% of a simon. Because that's doing half of an action. So you can't do that. Because that's going to create problems. So they said you're not allowed to do half of an action. Yeah, l'chachila. Yeah, l'chachila, the Rabbanan says you can't do half of an action. You can't do it halfway. You can't do 51% because that's half of a simon, half of the maisa. So even though the raisa works, ruba kula, maybe it works, but l'chachila, you're not allowed to do a shechita, a partial shechita. You have to do a full shechita.
Then one is holding back too.
Oh, hold on. So now, if you learn that shechita's oath really is half of a shechita, that's the halacha of one simon by oath. It means that you're allowed to, you don't have to do the whole thing, you can do a half. Well, then when the Rabbanon said you're not allowed to hold back, you're not allowed to do half, you're not, then also by oath you're not allowed to do half. The same way by a behema, you're not allowed to do half of a simon. By oath, you're not allowed to do one simon, because one simon is also half of an action. What they're saying is you can't do half of an action. So even though it works and it's machshir, the boss that had the oath by one simon, but what are you going to be doing? You're going to be doing the half of an action. Because the action is really two and you're doing one, which is half. But the Darabonon, which says you're not allowed to do a half of an action, is going to kick in and say you're not allowed to do half, you're not allowed to do one simon. Because one simon is a half of shchita. So you're going to have to do the whole thing. But if you say that really by oath, Shechita is one semen. That's what Shechita is by enough. One semen. Got one semen. That's what Shechita is. It's not saying Shechita's oaf is half of an action. No. The halacha Shechita's oaf is cutting one semen. So now if I do Shechita's oaf, I'm not holding back. I'm not doing half of an action. I'm doing a full action. I'm doing a Shechita's lakana, which is a perfectly fine way of Shechita. It's not a restrained action. It doesn't have any restraint. It's a full Shechita's lakana. What's a full Shechita's avasha? It's just cutting one semen. So, but that's if you look at Shechita Sa'of as an independent action of cutting one siman. But if you look at the halacha of Of, is that Shechita really is always cutting two simanim, but the Torah says that by Of you don't have to do the full action, but you do half of it. That's true. It works to do half of it, but the Rabbanon, which says you can't do half, Slechachi, not allowed to do half, in the same way it's going to say you're not allowed to do half of one siman, it's also going to say you can't do one siman instead of two simanim. Lechachila. Because you're holding back. Like this. This is my main point. This is not my main point. There's some differentiating from what we were saying yesterday a little bit. What I'm saying is that when you say holding back, and maybe you could argue on this, but when you say that you can't do a shechita which involves holding back, what does that mean? I'm doing a shechita which involves holding back. It doesn't mean my muscles are, stretched or held back. It means I can't do an incomplete action. Okay? I can't do an incomplete action. So if cutting a siman is the action, cutting 100% of the siman, doing 70% is an incomplete action. That's what it means. So that's how you halachify the idea of holding back. The way you halachify it is not in terms of the muscles, it's in terms of doing a percentage of an action.
It's not that it's inefficient.
That might be the idea behind it, but the halachically, what can't I do? So it's saying is you can't do an incomplete action. Why? Because an incomplete action means you're holding back. That's how you do it. But halachically, they're saying is that you have to do the full action. You have to do 100% of the action. You can't do less than that of the action. You can't do an incomplete action. That's the way holding back registers. How is holding back? Because I'm not doing the whole action. There's a full action, and I'm restraining myself to only do less than the full action. So that's the halachic form of the chashash. The reason why, yes. The reason why is because you're worried the guy's going to whatever. But halachically, they said you can't do an incomplete action. You can't do a less than 100% of an action. So now my point is, one second now. So by oath, I'm not doing an incomplete action. I'm cutting a kana. I'm cutting a semen. That's not an incomplete action. That's a perfectly complete action. It's cutting a kana. It's cutting a vesha. It's cutting one semen. Why is that incomplete? So with that question, I'm saying that's what propels you into the machlokas. How do you view shechita of one semen? Do you say that shechita of one semen, that is the very definition of shechita's oath, cutting one semen? So if that's the case, then you don't say I'm doing an incomplete action, I'm doing the complete action of shechita's oath. I'm doing one complete semen. That is what shechita's oath is. But if you say that shechita's oath really is, no, there's one thing of shechita. Shechita means cutting two semen. But the halacha is, by behema, you don't have to do the whole thing, you're allowed to do rov. By oath, you don't even have to do two, you can even do one, you can even do half of it. So, but the very definition of shechita's oath is half of a shechita. It's saying is, by shechita, the hechsher basar comes about when I do half, one siman. But then, when the rabbanon say, you're not allowed to do half of an action, then I'm not allowed to do one siman by an oath, because that's half of an action. Half of what action? Half of shechita's behema. But by oath is half of shechita's behema. But that's assuming you define oaf as half of shechita's behema. That you say there's one model of shechita, and by oaf you only have to have half of it. But if you say that that behema is two simanim, oaf is one simon, then oaf isn't half, oaf is one simon. So I'm not doing half, I'm doing whole. So what's the problem? Right? Because I think it will help clarify this point. So there's another way to go, which helps bring out the point. But it's related svar, is like this, is that really everyone agrees that Of is different. That Shechita's behemoth is two simanim, Shechita's Of is one simanim. And conceptually, if I do Shechita's Of, I cut one simanim, I'm not doing half of an action, I'm doing the whole action. I'm doing shechitas kana. That's not half an action. Right? And therefore, one shechita holds that there's no problem. There's no chashash, because the whole gezeira is you're not allowed to do half of an action. This isn't half an action, it's a full action. But the other side says the gezeira is a practical gezeira, that you're not allowed to hold back in your maisa shechita, because holding back is going to lead to a problem. So I don't care if technically speaking, conceptually speaking, I'm not holding back because I'm doing a shechitas one semen. How are you possibly going to cut the kana and not the veshet without making a strong muscle flex the second you cut through the kana? It's so small and it's the same action. They're one right behind the other. So practically you're holding back. So you tell me conceptually I'm not. Conceptually I'm just doing a shechitas kana. That's true. But that does still a problem. And then the machlokas is how do you understand the gezeira? Is the gezeira that you can't practically hold back, like the way we were originally learning it? So then if the whole gezeira is you're not allowed to exercise restraint in your ma'aseh shechita, that's going to apply equally to cutting a 51% of a semen and to cutting one semen as opposed to two. Because either way, the only way to do it is with a shochet to exercise restraint. And the Rabbanu is saying you can't really exercise restraint. You have to just do it with a full cut. Or do you say that restraint was halachified to say you're not allowed to do a miktsah shechita, you're not allowed to do a half of an action. In which case, by behema, cutting 51%, that's miktsah. But by a oaf, if I do the whole simon, I'm not doing miktsah, I'm doing a full simon. Right? That's a simpler svar. The second, the original svar we gave is that everyone agrees that it's conceptualized as to say you can't do a half of a shechita, half of an action. But then the question is, how do you view shechita as oaf? Do you view shechita as oaf as being half of a ma'isa of a shechita as behema, or do you view it as a different, totally different qualitative action? Right? There's like two ways to go here. In a certain sense, it's simpler to go the second way, I'm saying. It's like, how do you understand the very gezeira? Gezeira like a practical restraint? You can't exercise restraint muscularly. You know, you can't Can't the gavra can't hold back, then it's going to apply to the same boat? Or do you say that that's the way they make that halachic is that you're not allowed to do that? Might be the tama davar, but halachically the way they do it is that you're not allowed to do a half of a shechita, and that's only going to be by less than rov. It's not going to be by off. Yeah. Okay. Now this is interesting. I'm not sure what to say about this, but I mean the Rosh brings down that the riff is mekel. It's a machlokas. Machlokas, basically, by practically, do you have to have a problem by shechting one full seven by an oaf? So the whole thing here is the Rabbanon, because of the Gezerah, or Archaka, whatever. So the Rosh says that the Rif learns that Sevasev de Malakula. Right? It's L'chachila, the Rabbanon is saying L'chili shouldn't do it. Fine, so it's L'chila, but might as well be Mekel, Sevasev de Malakula, which is a good logic. But the Rosh, for some reason, says that since there's two Lashonos, you go L'chamra. You know? It's like, it's not clear why. Because there's two answers in the Gemara about what it means, L'chachila. You know, one answer is that it's talking about by Ofer and saying L'chachila should do two. The other is that it's talking about by Behemoth and saying L'chachila should do 100%, not 51, you know? So he says, since there's two different Pshatim in the Gemara, so there's two answers. He doesn't say Lashonos. Two shinuye. Since the Gemara gets two answers, we do like both. We do l'chamra. Yechidei should do both. So I don't know. The one thing, it could be he just learns. He doesn't learn it's a machlokas. That's all I'm not sure. It could be that the Rosh doesn't learn it's a machlokas. Maybe the Rosh is saying, listen, there's two different answers, and they should do like both of them. Right? Whereas the opposed to the Rif is learning it's a machlokas, and since it's a machlokas, you have a right to call it gula. You could just learn there's no machlokas here. They're just saying is you can't exercise restraint, and there's two instances, and we're just giving two shittas are explaining two instances of what does it mean to exercise restraint. But really, they go together, so therefore, it's in the chumrah. But if it's really a machlokas, that's what I can't understand. If you learn that the Rosh is saying it's really a machlokas, then I don't understand how you get around that logic. Is that so with the Malakula? Why do you have to go to the chumrah? There's two answers. Why do we have to go to the chumrah? Seems like that's the Rif's logic, so I don't know. I don't know. Let me read you Rama. Okay, so that's a. Let me do the Rambam. Rambam's very interesting. That's what I like to take up tomorrow. But it's. Well, tell me if you think he's learning the same as this or not. Okay? No. I'm not sure. But it's definitely, you know, a very interesting way that Rambam phrases this whole thing. He says, this is very early on. It says, no, maybe not that early. Okay. Okay, it says like this. V'kama hu shiur ha-shchita. What is the shiur, the quantity of shchita that you have to cut? Shnei ha-simanim. Shehim kana, ha-kana ve-ha-vasha. Okay? So it's two simanim, the kana and the vasha. That's the shiur shchita. Ha-shchita ha-me'ula, the best shchita. Me'ula. The best, the most proper shchita. Shiyachtechu shneim. That you cut both of them. Bein be-behim ha-bein ba'uf. Both by Vehma and Dov. Ulezei is kavin ha-shochet. And that's what the shochet should go for. It's the best. And that's what you should try to do. Because it's the best, I guess. Vehim shachat rov echad mehem ba'uf. V'rov shneim be-behima u'b'chaya. But if you do rov of one of them by an oaf, or rov of both of them by b'chaya, vehim b'chaya, shchita k'shera. Shchita k'shera, it works. It's kasha. Okay? So what do you think about this?
Or something?
Well, yeah, that's one thing is the Rambam's not certainly paskin like both. He's not making a machlokas, but that could just be because he paskins like both. Could be he's going lachamron, he's paskin like both. Right? He's not telling you machlokas, you know, he's just shoving them
he's
all
like
together.
Combining the two.
Yes, he is combining
two ideas.
The two.
It's not like
that's true, but you could say that's just because he paskins like, or he could be he holds his no machlokas. Could be he holds his no machlokas. That's true. But what about just the simple way? Does it sound, here's my question, does it sound like the Rambam is learning that really you only really have to do one, or chrov? But the Rabbanan were worried that if you do that, then you're going to end up running into problems, so therefore they said, you chayiv to be zohir and not to do the whole thing. Does it sound that way? Right. I mean, to me, it's like, it's a very strange lesson altogether, but he should have just said, what's the shir of shchita? The shir of shchita is rov of one or rov of two. But the Rabbanan said, because of a chashash, you have to do it all, you have to do more. Is it a better shchita? It's not a better shchita. It's the same exact shchita, it's just a chashash. There's nothing better, like, under Rashi, anything better about it? It's, I mean, it's not better, it's not better, it's not a better shchita.
Yes, that's why
it's the same shchita, it just, I have to worry about some other problem, and therefore I'm chayiv to go further. But is my shchita better? It's not a better shchita. It's the same shchita. I'm just being careful to avoid a problem. But from the Rambam, it almost sounds like, what is shchita? It doesn't sound Rabbanan even. It sounds, what is shchita? Well, the best shchita, the model, the perfect shchita, is that. And that's what a guy should try to do. Why? Because it's the best. But if you do rov, it's kasher. It doesn't sound like the Gemara. It doesn't say anything about the Rabbanan and chashash. Rashi introduces that. It doesn't sound from the Rambam that there's a chashash. Chashash, the way to say it is, shchita is 50% or rov, and one and two, that's what shchita is. And then, but, there's a chumra yisera added onto it. It sounds from the Rambam, no, the real shchita is what? What?
Tekiyum.
Yeah, it sounds like it's tekiyum to do the best shchita. And it's almost like a kula that we're allowed to use rov, or you're allowed to do one. Right? That's what it sounds like. Not like it's a chum, not like the halacha is really one and two and frov, and then it's a chumra yisera to worry about a chashash. It doesn't sound that way from the Rambam. You wouldn't describe a super added chashash as shchita hameula. It's not shchita meula, it's just a chashash. To me, that's what it sounds like. But I don't know what's a svara then. What's a svara to say it's the best shchita? What kind of thing? What is that? I mean, what's shchita? Shchita, shchita. I don't know. What does it mean, the best shchita? The perfect shchita. What kind of thing is that? I mean, shchita is a machshir the basar. It's not like a. Like an ordinary mitzvah. I mean, the whole thing is you want to make your meat kosher. So what's shchita? Shchita is a shchita. So what if that's the best shchita, then you should have to do it. The whole thing is like a little funny. Saying that's the best shchita, and that's what I should try to do. But why should I try to do it? I mean, if it works, it works. If it's a derabbanan, I understand the chashash. But a deraisa, it's hard to understand. It's hard to understand in general, deraisas. In general, you don't have within a deraisa l'chachila midiyavah. In general, deraisa is the mitzvah. This is the mitzvah. And I think that's actually what the Ran says. The Ran says this is the Rabbanan, because in the Raisa there's no din like that. It's the Ramban also who talks about this. I think the Ramban on the very same thing. He also says it has to be the Rabbanan, because by the Raisa you don't have Al-Khiv in the Abad. I have to find the Ramban again. Let me see the Ron side. Let me just see the Ron's quote. Give me 1 second, Jay. I'll get back to you. The Ron says. The Ilu here says, "Umidrabanon be'alma." Who? The Ilu midiraisa bechal makom ruba kakula, velo shiny lan vein lachachila l'diava. I mean, midiraisa is ruba kula. You don't differentiate between lachila and v'diava. I mean, you could say it's not clear that he's saying what I was saying. He's saying. But I think it's Ramban. He says it doesn't really. It's hard to understand by the Raisa. Yeah, he says like this. The Ramban says like this. He says ve'efshar d'chiba inan yosem erov echad be'of roshayim behem and the Rabbanon who. It's possible. It's only the Rabbanon. The Raisa lo maflig rachmana bechal makom bein lachil v'diavet. In all places, the Torah isn't differentiated between lachilas v'diavets. Very tiel nakosav. Oh, right, fine. But it's just the Rabbanon. But remember the Rabbanon Dilma Lo Lasi Lameved Palga. V'chanai Mishum Gezeira. He says here it's just a Gezeira. So he says, I mean, it is rare. In general, you don't have like a Chachila Medi'evet. I mean, Hidur is different than this also. Chachila means you're Chayiv to do it. You're Chayiv to do it this way. But if you do it, it works. It's not just like a higher level Kiyam. It's a Halacha. You have to. You have to do it. So, but if you don't, it still works. I mean, you have it. One place you have it in is in Kajim. You have that by in Deraisas. But in general, in mitzvahs, you don't have it in the Deraisas structure itself, or Deraisas Lachil and Diyamah. But it's funny, the Ramban says it's Efshar, that it's a Darabana. That, you know, doesn't stand that way from the Ramban, though. He learns like Rashi. Ramban's learning like Rashi, that it's a Darabana. Because he says that what's the sense of saying Deraisa, Lachachila, I should do it. If Deraisa works, Rav, then I should do it, Rav. So what's the sense of Deraisa saying Lachachila? If it's Darabana on the Yechoshe, Shagzeira, that I understand. But within Deraisa itself, if it works at Rav, then why should I Lachachila do it more? So it sounds like the Rambam is trying to answer that, and to say, no, it is Deraisa, because Shechita Me'ula. But what's that idea? So I'd like to take that up tomorrow. Okay, I'll try to. Yeah, after this, we're going to go to Fesh. The Halacha of Shechita by Fesh. Or the non-Halacha of Shechita by Fesh. As a shechita, it says asifasim zui shechitasim. Just gathering them is their shechita. So you just have to gather them. But it's kind of funny. Like, what does that mean? Okay, did you not gather them? So I don't know. That's where we're headed.